A friend closer than a brother versus blood thicker than water. Always obey. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you that our spiritual family is the most important family in the whole entire universe. Thank you that we love our physical families, our mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, uncles, aunts and cousins. But above all, we love you more than anyone else and anything else. Greetings, saints. Our reading is Luke 8, 19-21, TPT. Jesus' mother and his brothers came to where Jesus was teaching, but they couldn't get through the crowd that had gathered around him. Someone told Jesus, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside, wanting to speak with you." Jesus told the crowd, "These who came to listen to me are like my mother and my brothers. They are the ones who long to hear God's words and put them into practice." Now some might think he was being unkind to his family. He was not. He was only emphasizing that the spiritual family is way more important than the physical family. So yes, he loved his mother, he loved his brothers and his sisters, but he loved his heavenly Father and his disciples and those who listened to him and obeyed him more than he loved his physical family. And that's how it should be with us. We see this again in Luke 11, verse 28, Amplified. Now while Jesus was saying these things, one of the women in the crowd raised her voice and said to him, "Blessed, happy, favored by God, is the womb that gave birth to you and the breasts at which you nursed." But he said, "On the contrary, blessed, happy, favored by God are those who hear the word of God and continually observe it." So here's somebody who thinks that being related, physically related to a famous person, which Jesus was by that time, was a benefit or a blessing. But Jesus pointed out that the physical relation was a blessing, yes, but you are truly blessed when you are related to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Redeemer of all mankind, by the Spirit, more than by blood. The love and joy experienced in a physical family is described in John 16, verse 21, in KJV. A woman, when she is in labor, has sorrow because her hour has come. But as soon as she has given birth to the child, she no longer remembers the anguish for joy that a human being has been born into the world. And believe me, I've experienced firsthand how a mother's love expands tenfold. Your heart gets 10 times bigger when your baby is born. When I was younger, I used to object to 1 Timothy 5:14, which says, "Therefore I desire that the younger widows marry, bear children, manage the house, give no opportunity to the adversary to speak reproachfully." I thought, well, I don't need to be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. But as I say, having experienced the privilege and joy of motherhood, along with the difficulties, I am honored to fulfill that role. And of course, it's an ongoing role, as stated in Proverbs 22, verse 6. "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." So that beautiful, loving relationship does bring responsibility, and sometimes it can bring pain because things happen in our lives and in our children's lives. But the fact of the matter is that that family relationship is beautiful. And this is why it is significant that Jesus compares that beautiful relationship with something that is more important, that is more significant, that is more beautiful, and that is a relationship with a loving Heavenly Father, a loving Holy Spirit, and a loving Redeemer, Jesus Christ Himself. Of course, a father's love is just as significant, but I have no experience of that, except that since my husband died when my son was 6 years old, I've had to try and fulfill the role of mother and father. But God has provided father figures, beautiful Christian father figures in his life at certain times and places. The closeness of the physical family comes from the origin of the physical family, which is in Genesis 2, verse 21-24. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord had taken from the man he made into a woman, and he brought her to the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.'" So this is the reason for the love between a husband and wife, which is the foundation of the family. And that's why our physical families are so beautiful and so special to us. But never as beautiful and never as important as our spiritual family. So while there is a saying that goes, blood is thicker than water, that is relating to the physical family. There is another saying about a friend that's closer than a brother. You'll find this in Proverbs 18 verse 24, NKJV. A man who has friends must himself be friendly, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. In the Young's literal translation, it reads, a man with friends is to show himself friendly, and there is a lover adhering more than a brother. So here, the concept of Jesus, the Son of God, being the lover of our souls is actually very comforting, because he is one that sticks closer than any physical relative could possibly manage. The importance of obedience is reflected in Luke 6, verse 46 to 49. But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So you can see it is very important to obey, not just to hear God, not just to listen to God, but to obey what he says to us. Jesus says another interesting thing about our physical family in Luke 14, verse 26 in KJV. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brothers and sisters, yes, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. TPT says, when you follow me as my disciple, you must put aside your father, your mother, your wife, your sisters, your brothers. It will even seem as though you hate your own life. This is the price you'll pay to be considered one of my followers. And in Amplified, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, and even his own life, in the sense of indifference or relative disregard for them in comparison with his attitude toward God, he cannot be my disciple. So there puts it very plainly, we are not using hate in the sense of I hate you or I hate certain food. That simply means that you love them less than you love God. And that is the important point of today's reading. We need to love everyone and everything else less than we love our beautiful Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Redeemer, and our Heavenly Holy Spirit. And that is why we shine our lights.